USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Former President Trump's hush money trial is over for Monday. Trump had this to say leaving the courthouse.
I got indicted. I'm the leading candidate. I'm beating Biden. I'm beating the Republicans now. I have the nomination. And this is what they try to take me off the trail for.
On the first day, prosecutors accused him of falsifying records to hide payments to Stormy Daniels in 2016. Trump's defense denies any scheme, claiming Daniels tried to profit from false allegations, owing Trump $600,000 from failed lawsuits. The first witness, David Pecker, was called, but the trial was halted due to the Passover holiday. President Biden reassures Ukrainian President Zelensky of quick military aid as the Senate prepares to pass a $60 billion foreign aid package, including military assistance for Ukraine. During a call Monday, Biden reaffirmed the U.S.'s commitment to supporting Ukraine against Russian aggression. President Biden commemorated Earth Day Monday by introducing new grants aimed at residential solar projects.
So the award grants 60 grants across the country to states, territories, tribal governments, municipalities, nonprofits, to develop programs to enable low-income and disadvantaged communities to benefit from residential solar power.
Speaking from Virginia, Biden unveiled $7 billion in grants to alleviate the high initial cost of residential solar installation. The grants are part of Biden's significant climate change legislation. Pro-Palestinian protests at Columbia University have forced classes online. Day six of demonstrations has been deemed a crisis by the school's president. Protesters are demanding divestment from companies profiting from Israel's alleged violations of international law and Palestinian rights. And gas prices continue to rise in the U.S., with the average price now hovering around $3.67 per gallon. According to AAA, this is 4 cents higher than the prices were last week. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
The Senate is anticipated to pass a $95 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan this week. Senate leaders are aiming for swift passage of the legislation, which was approved by the House on Saturday. The package includes over $60 billion in aid for Ukraine and $26 billion for Israel. Kroger and Albertsons are selling an additional 166 stores as part of efforts to address regulatory concerns over their proposed $25 billion merger. This move aims to mitigate fears of increased prices and job losses. The 166 stores are in addition to the over 400 already being sold and operated by CNS. With summer rapidly approaching, our heat waves are becoming hotter, longer, and more frequent. That's why the CDC and NOAA have collaborated to introduce an experimental tool called Heat Risk.
You can put in your zip code and see current heat risk and air quality levels and a 7-day heat risk forecast for your area.
The heat risk map is color-coded from yellow to magenta. CDC Director Dr. Mandy Cohen advises that when temperatures rise, it's best to stay indoors, plan outdoor activities for cooler times of the day, and stay hydrated. An American journalist who was kidnapped in 1985 and held in Lebanon for 7 years has passed away. According to multiple reports, Terry Anderson died at the age of 76 at his home in Greenwood Lake, New York. Anderson volunteered to go to Lebanon in 1982. After Israel's invasion of that country, he was released in 1991. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.